stupid songs. So come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Hey, welcome to the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. I'm Joel.
I'm Dave.
And who?
There's a special little third boy. Gary, this is like that bit in Conan where he talks to the band. Gary, your birthday's coming up. What do you want? We didn't get anything last year. I'm sure he wants, make up for that.
I'm sure he just wants egg.
He wants egg? Gary.
If you want egg, hit your cymbal with your head. No. If you want egg for your birthday, take your forehead and smash it into your crash. No. You're not gonna get egg! All right.
Gary, go to the toilet, please.
Go do a toilet, Gary.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
I've been secretly hiding eggs for Gary.
What?
All year.
Like in the noise hole?
I've got a little stash.
Are they going bad?
It's almost like a little nest. Oh, shit. You know what? I didn't think about that. They might be smelly.
I think they just... I just thought the smell in here was Gary.
Was Gary.
No, but it's egg.
Eggy Gary. It's actual egg. I tried this thing that my parents taught me, which is just fucking keep them in vinegar for a while. They probably go hard. That sounds like some witchcraft, doesn't it? Like
what?
Some hex shit. Long story.
Take a sprig of parsley and eye of newt.
When McDonald's first opened in my hometown, there was a competition for every pupil in all the local schools to parent egg.
And what does McDonald's have to do with egg?
I don't know. I don't even think the egg McGriddle was a thing at that point.
No, when you were in high school?
I'm guessing.
No way.
I'm guessing it was because it was Easter. And what's the number one thing on Easter?
It's McDonald's.
Egg.
No. Oh. You know, in America, all the kids go to McDonald's and paint a hash brown. So
one singular hash brown.
They get together. They gather around it with their paints and markers, and they decorate it beautifully. And then Ronald comes out and goes, "Beautiful hash brown, Easter time." Why it sounds like Michael McDonald.
What does that sound like? "Beautiful hash brown, Easter time.
A beautiful hash brown Easter time. Beautiful time at McDonald's. Oh, it's beautiful hash brown Easter time. Beautiful time at McDonald's."
Hey, kids. It's me, Ronald.
Did you know they quietly retired Ronald McDonald from all advertising a couple of years ago?
No!
They went, "Get out, clown! We don't need your kind out here anymore." You're not keeping up with the latest Mickey D's news?
Well, I've stopped getting the newsletter. I unsubscribed.
You really have to make an effort to do that as well, so you really must have been fed up.
Yeah, no, you can't just hit the one thing in the email. You have to... ask. You have to send. It's one of those. God damn it, McDonald's. It's one of those that says reply to this email with unsubscribe in the subject.
Put an egg into your A drive, and I'm like, I don't use floppies anymore.
Insert egg
into
drive
into
request removal from egg
into optical drive. Your laser drive will look at it and go, "Yes, egg.
Reading egg determined
spreading egg."
And cannot access files on egg.
Scrambled eggs comes on your computer.
And the wonderful cell, the wonderful smell of beautiful McDonald's used to time. Beautiful McDonald's with egg. Beautiful McDonald's used to time. Beautiful McDonald's with egg.
We're going to turn that into an actual song in a bit. But let me get back to my eggy story.
Yeah.
Although I did forget to say, I actually stick with the newsletter for Grimace's letters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to know what Grimace is up to? The big G-man?
Just, hey kids. Here's what's happening over at McDonald's.
I was created
land.
As a villain.
Was he?
Yep.
I don't know the lore.
I was a monster.
I didn't spend 50 hours on the video game. I didn't read the notes that he left.
Oh, you didn't complete it on expert?
No. I didn't explore heavily enough, apparently.
Well, you should.
But I might have. I feel like I've talked about this in the noise hole before, but every pupil around every local school had to print erg.
Give erg.
Give erg. Every kid got erg. And You had to dress it up in some way. You had to gussy it up. You would take it home and you could decorate it in any way you like. You could glue little bits of paper to it.
I made mine look like the Prime Minister.
Sure. Why not? This one looks like, who would have been Prime Minister at the time? John Major.
This one looks like John Major.
Prime Minister John Major.
Yep.
Well, this one looks like Taoiseach Bertie Ahern.
I put him in a little cardboard number 10 Downing. And he comes right out the door and he gives an address.
Let me tell you something. That would do very well in the McDonald's erg competition.
I thought you meant at your school. Would they be like, you have gone above and beyond. You have taken erg, and you've not only dressed it up to look like John Major, but you've made a little cardboard diorama of number 10 Downing.
You've given a little shoebox place for erg, Prime Minister, delivering.
And look, you've even put little bacon reporters. Little sausage bits of the media.
Because they're looking for that sizzling hot scoop.
Oh, they got to get that on page 3. What did Egg say?
Look at these sizzling beauties.
What did Prime Minister Erg say? It's all on page 3. He's got his tits out. You would do, beautiful.
Dude, you would do great if you made Prime Minister A-plus. Erg. But there was...
You decorated it.
I did great. Because I won the fucking art trophy every year. Of course I did. It was one of those trophies where they forgot it even existed, and I'm like...
The Dave McElfetrick Memorial Art Trophy.
Oh, yes, of course. And, of course, David McElfetrick gets the art trophy again.
Yes, everyone knows. We're all bored. We're so bored. Who won football? I don't care.
And so, at Trophy Day, I don't know if you guys had this, were you chronic Awards overachievers?
Day. Yeah, sure.
My fucking trophy was last because they'd wheel out all the big trophies and then I'd be given this rusty fucking bent piece of shit that I'd nevertheless take home and go, port on TV because I win at art.
Your father would go, Ebby, did you get that for egg?
I didn't get that for egg. Daddy, I did egg. Let's just say my competition was light. There was a kid beside me.
Yes.
And, I mean, if my French is correct, I would describe him as a retard.
Oh, no! Oh, you mean Renard. He was a fox.
He was Renard,
He was very handsome.
Very Renard.
You wanted to lick his face. He was so handsome.
That's the kind of thing that he could do very well by himself. And so he was given erg. Okay. And you know what he did?
Mm.
He painted it brown.
Brown erg!
With felt tip. And he went, there, I've decorated the egg.
I've turned white egg into brown egg.
Meanwhile, I plagiarized the look of one of those toys you could get from the Kinder Eggs.
Piece of shit.
And I made mine look like this beautiful fish.
Sure.
This green fish. It was decorated. It had little bits of paper on it. It even had a platform made out of erg carton with which to...
Additional erg!
Yeah. With which to display it. Meanwhile, idiot here had printed erg brown, which I don't know what it was meant to be other than I turned, as you say, I turned egg into brown erg.
Goose egg.
I can tell you there was no chance of him winning.
Was he putting little speckles on it? Did he flick paint on it and go, now it is goose egg?
Did he Jackson Pollock the egg?
Did he do a little bit of, my question is, was he not so dumb? Was it you who were so uncultured as to not realize he had transformed chicken egg into, like, ostrich egg?
I mean, if he'd written a thesis on it and went, here's my justification for leaving it.
Defend your thesis.
Yeah.
It's, Renard.
Look, it's all in the literature I provided here. It's actually a metaphor. It's got a lot of historical context. I think you'll really appreciate it.
I actually made it look like poo.
The look came fresh out of a butt.
It looks like a poop egg.
Very good job.
But Keith. Nothing compared to Dave's fish egg.
Nothing compares to egg.
Nothing compares.
Wait, what are the chords
nothing
to that?
Nothing compares.
I have to play that for just a second.
All right.
Because nothing compares. Nothing compares to egg.
Incidentally, the video for that Sinead O'Connor song makes her look like erg.
Oh, yeah. She's got kind of an egghead in that one.
Which is really insulting when you think about it. She was actually the winning egg at the McDonald's egg painting competition.
Yeah, what if...
What if she put her own head in there?
What if that
boy... My hair is erg.
What if that boy...
Created Sinead O'Connor?
No. Created Michelle and Dege Ocello. Do you remember her?
You got to help me out with this.
She was a lady bass player from the late 90s who was also bald like Egg.
Was she in Bowie's band?
Yes. And she had a brown head.
She played.
So maybe he went, I took Sinead Egg and made Michelle in Eggy Ocello. Eggy. Eggy Ocello.
And she was mega funky, baby. And she played with no shoes on.
Yeah,
I remember
she,
this.
She was very like.
She. Yeah, and she would show up in, like, his MTV Unplugged show, yes. For example.
Yeah, I think she was kind of a bass for hire, and then she had a solo album in the late 90s, maybe the mid-90s.
And then Bowie said, you are really funky,
he
baby.
Said, you're a funky brown egg, baby. Get on my tour bus. Let's go be funky eggy babies together.
And you think Brian from my class went, I'm a massive fan of mid to late 90s Bowie. I really appreciate that bass player. And so I will decorate Erg to look like her.
He was 5 minutes from making a cardboard bass for that brown egg, and you're so fucking stupid. And you probably looked at him and went, oh, Brian, why'd you make a brown egg?
Brian, you little stinky poo egg. God, you're so talentless, Brian.
I was about to make 6-string Warwick bass for Michelle and Eggy Ocello, but now I've lost all passion.
Go take your runny poo egg and cram it up your ass, Brian. I'm going to win this one with my fish. And so they announced the winners. There is a point to this.
Oh, I hope there never is.
There is a point to this.
Nothing compares.
When they announced the winners, our teacher went, of course, David McElfetrick wins the
egg course.
And you know what I did?
Yawn.
Like a fucking narcissist, like a self-obsessed little weirdo.
Yeah.
I jumped up and I raised both hands in the air and went, yes, I knew I would win.
How old were you?
In front of the whole class.
18?
Like 10.
Oh.
Oh, 22. And I'm still in primary
school.
Okay. Yes, I beat all these stupid kids.
Especially you, Brian.
Brown
idiot.
Egg Brian.
Brown egg moron. Kill yourself, Brian.
Can we call this episode Brown Egg Brian?
Brown Egg Brian.
I love it.
He goes to
he
sleep that night.
He was one of those that kids that he looks like he rolls around in shit as well.
He goes to sleep that night and dreams of Michelle and Eggy Ocello. And she goes, hey, don't worry, Brian. It's going to be okay. One day they're going to understand that you're great.
He smelled like a bunch of farts went to Vegas and got in a sauna together. Like hanging out and went, hey, fart number one.
What is it, fart number two? You want to make out? Let's make a boy.
And so Brown Egg Brian came out.
Brown Egg Brian.
He seriously smelt like shit on a shoe. He was awful. Brian, if you're listening to this podcast
dead.
Right now, I hope. Yeah. Yeah. I hope your fingers got trapped inside a fucking black biro and you accidentally impaled your eyes with it.
Why? What if Brown Egg Brian is out there and goes, can't wait to listen to my favorite podcast, The Noise Hole with David Joel. You know, this one guy sounds familiar from my past, but probably not anyway. And then you call him out and go, kill yourself, Brian.
What are the chances of that? That's like throwing a needle into a haystack and hoping to hit an ant.
Or a Brown Egg Brian who's hiding in the hay.
Who's laid a little cloak and dagger cackleberry in there.
Brown egg, brown, are you hiding in hay?
riding in the hay. This goes out to Brian. Just the one guy. Hope your life is bad and everything's going wrong, and I hope you live in a barn.
like a barn owl. A brown owl.
Yeah.
A brown-eared owl.
What if he was just a minute shy of going, look, Dave, I'm just about to turn this into a beautiful brown owl. And you went,
ugly egg, Brian, sucks.
Made by stupid stinky boy. Brian smelled like fart jacuzzi.
I feel like we never got back around to why
we're getting there.
McDonald's we're fucking getting came there. Into play.
Because it was opening in Coleraine. It was the first McDonald's in Coleraine.
And they said, children, come deliver egg.
As per the good harvest delivered to us by the fine lord this year, everyone gather egg and bring it to our new fast food overlords.
As Jesus Christ had layeth eggs upon us from his cloaca. Shall we so share the bounty of egg with all the beautiful babies of Ireland and around here and parts?
I guess it was an Easter thing, right?
Okay.
I'm sure it was an Easter thing.
Or do you think they were just out of breakfast eggs and went, quick, tell the children to bring egg.
We shall conspire against
call
the children.
Call it a contest.
Every children has egg. If we can get our filthy...
Every children has egg. That's the other single by Michelle and Eggy Ocello.
That's also possibly the title of this episode.
Do every children, it has egg. Every children has egg. Every children has egg.
Okay.
Yeah, my brain just sparked there.
Went, so,
every
children has egg. All right.
We shall conspire against the children. You know, I feel bad now. Brian could have been a moment away from going, Dave, like...
If I don't get a friend, I'm going to kill myself tonight.
I talk to you under the table, Dave. My Dave,
crawl under the table with me, Dave.
Right. And we go in, and he goes, Dave, my egg's shite.
If you don't,
my egg's shite.
If you don't teach me art,
I don't know
right
what
now,
to do with it.
I'll fail.
I don't. Yeah.
I was gonna make it look like Bill Cosby, but I suspect he might be a serial rapist.
it's the mid '90s.
Anyway, I've painted it brown.
He's still ripping.
I've painted it brown, and I'm just and about I'm, to start painting the hair on.
Right.
And the you're signature make, Cosby face.
You're gonna make the brown egg look like Bill Cosby.
Yes.
I think you should choose another brown person.
What about funky bass player? Eggy Ocello?
who the fuck is that, Brian?
Sometime play with David Bowie.
But I love the idea of him going, Dave, I know my egg's shite, and if I go home and show them erg,
my parents
are going to give me a fucking hiding.
They'll fucking beat me with a stick.
They're drunk. They told me when I walked out this morning...
Boy, you better do a good egg. You better bring good egg back, or so help you, boy.
You will be turfed out, and you'll be left to roam the streets of Coleraine asking people for 50p for a handy.
Look here, Brian. If you come back
yes,
here,
Peppa.
If you come back here with a shite egg,
shite,
I'm gonna egg. Lift this oven. I'm gonna put your head under it, and I'm gonna smash it down.
With all of its mighty force.
No, nah.
Crushing
no.
your head like a wee egg.
No, nah, don't do it.
The yolk of your head will spill out and your mother will have to clean it up.
Oh, don't make me clean it up.
Oh, I'm too drunk. And his dad's like, look, I've drawn a big bar up the wall with measurements on it. Now, when you bring that egg home, I don't know why I have this accent from Corey. When you bring egg home, I'm going to point. Do you see where it says shite down here?
Ida.
And up here it says great.
All the way at the top of the ceiling, Dad. That's a big metric.
We're going to put this egg on.
What's it say in the middle, Dad?
It says acceptable.
It's right between shite and great. It's acceptable. Okay, Dad.
We're going to put that egg on these scales, and it's going to lift up. A pointing mechanism. It will tell us where this egg rates.
When did you have time to build this, Dad? You've been unemployed and you're drunk.
I've got mechanical skills, boy.
Don't fucking question me.
And if when you bring that egg home, and if it's not dense enough, you'll be out on your fucking hole.
It's the density of the egg, not the design.
I guess so.
That's why he just added marker to it, to make it denser.
I imagine Fabergé eggs are like heavier than normal eggs. Well, that's his logic. I'm not saying that he has logic.
It better be a good and heavy egg, boy.
Oh, no. And he's running out the door going, what the fuck am I going to do?
They gave me quail eggs, Dad.
And you know what? He thinks he has a chance.
They're smaller than me balls.
My little tiny boy balls that I shouldn't be talking about.
A spark of inspiration. Oh, no. What if I ask my very best friend in the world, David McElfatrick, the boy that can draw anything from tractor to large tractor
to egg. And fish.
If he can draw fish, certainly he can draw egg.
I like the idea of him going to school and he's like, maybe I have a chance. Maybe I'll do all right. And then he sees me building this fantastical house of cards around an egg. And he's like, oh, Dave's going to fucking ruin my life.
He's going to sweep the egg awards. The eggies.
The Yokies.
He's gonna get every Yoki there is. By the fourth Yoki that you receive that day, you go, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Does anyone want one?
I've thanked everybody.
What categories are in the Yokies?
Oh, it's going to be density. It's probably number one. Costume design.
And up for egg density is David McElfatrick. Yeah.
And
brown, Smelly Brian Poop Boy.
Brown Egg Brian.
Yes. With a chance. And Colin Stewart and David Patterson.
And you
two
go.
Guys from class.
So if you're listening.
P7A.
So if you're listening.
If you're listening, boys.
So you go up there and go, hey, I've already thanked my management. I've already thanked the farmer that sold me the egg. I've already thanked my mom for teaching me about eggs. Who else?
What? Wait, my mother taught me about eggs.
Scorsese has always been an inspiration when it comes to egg. Oh, fuck.
Sorry, Jim Carrey. Not this year, buddy.
Yeah, maybe next year. And I know you went serious to do egg.
And I sit back down and Brian swaddles over and he goes, Dave, I noticed you have at least 4 awards there.
If you could give me just one.
That's right. That's right, Brian. And if I were to only take 3 home, my dad would give me a fucking hiding.
Dave, I guess we've all got our struggles. They're just different.
We've all got our foibles. You know?
Our parents pressure us in different ways. Yours pressure you for pure excellence, and mine pressures me for bare minimum achievement. But I guess we're all the same.
Bad egg Brian.
Brown egg Brian.
Are you saying to me that I could save a life today by giving you one of these eggies, yokies?
If you gave me just one yoki, it would change my life forever.
Brian, let me bestow upon you a sweet yoki.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, let me bestow upon you
nothing! Eat my shite!
You actually go up for your fifth yoki, and you go, you know, I've already got 4 of these. I think this one belongs to... Where is he? Is he out in the crowd? Where's Brian? He stands up. Me? And you go,
no! Eat shit. You've got yolk on your face, Brian. I could always use another yolky.
Oh, I'll use it to hold up my other 4.
Go fuck your own ass, Brian.
And then his dad's there at the yolkies. He comes storming down.
As the brass band plays.
Thank you for tuning in to the 75th annual Yokies.
Oh, they always run long.
At the local McDonald's.
They always run long. Brought to you by McDonald's.
I end up just checking out the highlights on Twitter.
McDonald's. Subway. Eat fresh.
Eat egg.
Eat egg. Erg. Subway is eat fresh. McDonald's. Eat egg. McDonald's. Eat egg.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So I won the provisionals.
Well.
And I take my erg up to Mickey D's.
Erg.
On National Egg Day.
Yeah.
And, all the best pupils from surrounding schools are there. And
all the children gather round. Time to gather round at McDonald's. Make a sound. Lift your egg. Lift your egg. Let Jesus see your egg. Let Jesus see.
Gary, Gary, piss on my teeth. That was the worst fuck. Are you not paying attention, you fucking... you fucking towel-swaddled shrimp.
Children gather round, make a joyful sound. Every little child has an egg. Joyful sound. I hope that egg's not brown. Here's an egg. Come on down to McDonald's and get your egg. Come on down to McDonald's. Ooh. Come and get your egg. Here comes little Dave. What has it made? A beautiful egg looks like a fish. Come up, little Dave. Tell us what you've made. It's a beautiful egg that looks like a fish.
Hey, I'm playing the single by myself. Oh, Jesus, please grade my egg. Save myself, Jesus, grade my egg. What do you think of my egg, Jesus? Does it suit your otherworldly purpose? Would you put it in your crown of thorns like a nest?
I think it's a very good egg. I think it goes right atop my head. Gonna put it in my crown of thorns. And once it's on my head, your soul will be saved. Once it's on my head, your soul will be saved. Now step up here and show me what you've got. Other boy, what's your name? Name tag says Brian.
I got a stinky little egg. I painted it brown like your legs. Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's the shittiest egg that I've ever seen. Well, that's the shittiest egg that I've ever seen. I'm saying that to be honest, not to be mean. Not to be mean.
So, you and Brown Brian have presented...
Brown... Egg Brian.
Brown Egg Brian. I'm sorry, it's not just Brown Brian. You and Brown Egg Brian have presented your eggs to the Christ.
Who showed up at McDonald's in Coleridge.
I assume he's got the red wig on.
The red wig?
Yeah, the McDonald, the Ronald McDonald wig.
He's got a red afro on.
Gather round, children.
Jesus is painted in clown.
Jesus
makeup.
The clown.
And I mentioned that he has brown legs because he is a rich, he's OG Jesus.
Yeah.
He's not white American Jesus.
You know what? I really...
Are you re-evaluating how cultured you think I am?
When you said that, it immediately made me go, why did you make Jesus' legs brown?
Because.
And of course they were.
Of course, Jesus.
Man.
Let's do a poll. Listeners.
Between you, me, and Gary?
Yeah. Gary, what color do you think Jesus' legs were? Egg colored. I mean, if we're talking about Brian's big brown egg, then you're not wrong. Gary, stop, please. You are a monstrosity. You're a fucking collection of cells in a petri dish.
Okay.
Go back to drumming.
I caught myself after you pointed it out. I was like, oh, man, why is he saying white Jesus is brown? What's Dave's agenda here?
Did you think about your biases and go, oh, of course he was fucking
Yeah, I am
blind.
I am rethinking the whole way I look at the man, the myth, the legend, the egg. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. And so...
You gave him your egg.
At this contest.
Yeah.
There was someone better.
Oh, no. So you had the confidence.
I had the swagger. I had the narcissism to walk in and go, I'm going to wipe the floor with my erg.
Busted open the saloon doors of McDonald's. Bah!
Yeah.
And went, step aside, bitches.
And maybe, I don't know, what was playing in 1993? Maybe.
Oh, it was, I get knocked down, but I can go in. You're never going to get my egg. I get knocked down, but I go in. You're never going to get my egg.
Interestingly, that's not the Chumbawamba version because that would have come out 4 or 5 years later.
No.
Yeah.
That's the original Lou Reed version.
The original version that Chumbawamba plagiarized.
That's the Velvet Underground version.
It's off Radiohead's Pablo Honey.
All right.
Wait. Okay, let me get to my point then.
Oh my God, I can't believe there's a point.
I got beaten.
Please.
I got fucking beaten. By a girl that might as well, some snobby bitch from the local high school. And
some highfalutin egg bitch.
I'll tell you what, her egg was, it almost looked like, I think it had a little bench to sit in and stuff. Oh. Have you ever seen that painting of this girl in a beautiful pink dress?
Yes, it's like called Girl in a Beautiful Pink Dress.
No, it's not. You fucking liar. Lie number one on this show today. There's going to be more, I can tell. But it's from like the 17th century in France, and it's this girl with a giant fucking dress, and she's swinging in a tree. You know?
Yeah.
That? Yeah.
It's probably called Girl in a Tree with an Egg.
So imagine that painting, but instead of a girl in a hat and a dress, it's erg.
Yeah.
That's what her whole fucking operation looked like.
Did it look like a Matisse?
I had no chance. It was more of
a Monet.
It was beautiful.
Edgar Monet.
It was really stunning. I hope she has a whole wing of the London Art Gallery to herself for egg.
I hope the fourth subfloor of the Louvre is all egg.
Let me tell you, I got served a real McGriddle that day. A real fucking humble McGriddle. And so while she won, fuck knows. She got all the riches. She's probably never had to work a day in her life.
Oh, off egg riches?
Yeah.
If she got that McDonald's egg money, she's doing fine.
But I got a burg.
You just got a free burg for coming in, what, second?
Yeah.
Were you even second?
I was second, okay. Yeah. But if you think about it.
Might as well be last.
Burg for egg isn't really a great...
Give egg, it's not great. Receive burg. That's actually what Jesus said.
He said what?
Hey, God. How much is what?
How much is a fucking egg? Let's say you could buy a boiled egg in 7-Eleven for $1.
Right.
And then you buy a burger for $1. You're basically trading out one thing for another. You're saying, I'll trade you egg for burger, even though I worked on this egg for a while.
He says, gather round, children. Bring forth your egg. Come up from the pews. Come on now. Come up to the stage. Have you got egg to share? Have you got egg on your heart? Oh, well then I want to see you. Come on down. The children, bring to me your egg. And lay it down by my feet. Release that egg to me. Children, give to me your egg. Lay it down by my feet. Release that egg to me. Cause you see, sometimes in this world there's just too much egg. You can't handle all the egg yourself. You gotta lay that burden down. You gotta put it down at somebody else's feet and let them carry that egg for you. You might have your egg scrambled. Maybe they're poached. But sometimes, there's only one thing you gotta do. Children, bring your egg to me. Lay it down by my feet. Give your eggs to me. Children, bring your egg to me. Lay it down by my feet. Release your eggs to me.
sounded like Elvis Gospel or something. Like one of his more obscure ones. Leave that egg to me. That's right, honey.
That is the kind of shit I grew up with. That's exactly the what I would have heard.
Proper soundtrack to Jesus.
Proper Jesus soundtrack. It's Elvis.
We need to get past this story.
We're moving on. All right, Dave.
My point was...
Fuck!
You remember how I said... Gary, go take a shit. You remember how I said... there was a reason for that. You remember how I said I kept eggs and covered them in vinegar?
Yeah.
My parents retained the egg by...
Wait, what?
Somehow hard-boiling it and varnishing it.
Magical egg still exists to this day? Fish egg?
It lasted for 30 years. No, let's say 25. And then they only smashed it last year.
What? What? Like ceremonially?
Accidentally.
Well, Dave, you're a man now. You've moved out. You've made your own way. It's time to smash egg.
Dad, I've been out of the house for about 15 years.
We only noticed yesterday. We only recently went up to your room and said, Dave, come down to dinner.
Get your fish fingers and cabbage.
And, you know, we've been scared to go up in there since the time your mom pulled the covers back and you was giving it a wank. And so we've been leaving you alone.
You were pulling your bar, shooting ropes in people's eyes.
We've been leaving you alone.
Reading a copy of FHM.
Anyway, just realized you weren't up there. Time to admit that you're a man. Smash egg.
And so God knows what egg smelled like. It probably smelled like brown egg brine.
Oh, I'm sure brown egg brine's son crawled out of it.
I'm egg son.
And your mom went, oh, look, it's me new boy, beige egg Brian.
That is how my mother creates children.
Sure.
Okay, let's get the fuck past this.
Give that egg to me.
There's still a lot I want to get to.
There is something I want to do. It's a new segment.
Yeah.
That we've never done before.
Uh-huh.
That involves guests. They're special guests. They're waiting outside, and I feel so bad because they are out in the rain.
It's awful today.
It's quite drear.
I wouldn't leave me dog out in it.
But instead, we've left an entire band out there. I'd like to welcome in the members of KISS.
KISS?
All Fuck four me. Original members of KISS are welcomed into this noise hole.
Boys, it's an absolute pleasure to see you again.
Well, of course it is, Dave. As myself, Gene Simmons.
And me, Paul Stanley. I feel we always bring a little style and flair to the show.
Yeah, that'll be Ace Frehley, though. You gotta have Space Ace, you know. One thing you gotta have.
And it's me, the cat, Peter Criss.
There he is over there,
That's
cat.
That's right. We brought back Peter just for this particular endeavor. We feel there's no way that we could contribute to the noise hole in anything but our original formation.
We tried to bury him 30 feet underground in a KISS coffin, and he keeps coming back. I think that's something to do with Gene's demonic powers.
I stood over him with a ring of fire on my head, butt naked, stabbing myself with ceremonial daggers and saying, hum num shabop, hum num shabop, hum num shabop.
Hey, guys, I just want to say I'm really glad you
Shut the fuck up, Peter.
Yep. Eat shit, Peter.
Get back in that fucking KISS grave, you piece of shit.
Guys, why are you here? Joel, you didn't tell me about this.
I wanted to keep it a surprise. Did you not have Where to walk else? Past all four members of KISS when you got here?
I didn't blink when I walked past all four members of KISS.
It's probably because I had my eyes closed and so much of my face and body are clad in black.
You look like an orca when you have your eyes closed.
That's right. I have false eyes painted on the side of my head to confuse my prey.
I assumed you were an orca and his mates. What Paul am I? Well, like, oh, you thought, really
hang on, you thought, hang on, you thought there was a killer whale outside. And then his friends, the other three members of KISS, were there?
All right.
You didn't see the big, crazy silver paint on my face and you didn't think nothing about that?
Hey, you know, he's got a point. You know, without Gene, it's only three members of the band and an orca. I get it, you know?
Yeah, why didn't you think he was a cat?
That's a good question.
That's right. It's not KISS without Gene.
That's a good question. Why did you stop with animal comparisons when one of them is clearly dressed as a cat?
So there's an orca, there's a cat, there's a space S and Star Child.
That's me!
You know, the Star Child, you might have thought, is if we went all ocean, it could have been a starfish.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Goddamn, anyway, KISS!
It is a pleasure to have you here,
I'm
KISS.
So glad you're here.
Why are they fucking here?
I dislike at least half of you.
We are here, what, to give our advice on special, particular matters.
there's one thing that the members of KISS know better than anyone else in the world, and well, that's romance.
You guys, yeah, that is true, because
on has bedded more women and written more songs about said beddings than the four original members of KISS.
Sometimes we have competition to see how many women can sleep in
That's right, we say how many women can sleep in our beds at the same time. And we start counting, and I'll stand up, and I'll say, hey, now that the night's done, I'll go 1, 2, 3. And I'll get up to, like, 12, and I'll go, that's probably good.
And those guys like to do that, but yeah, I'm always calling Beth and letting her know that me and the boys, we're just out, and I'm thinking about her every night. Ugh.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, you're the absolute worst. Not one reason that we kicked you out before we kicked out the rest of the band.
Listen.
Hey, who's still currently in our band right now? I know Gene is.
Tommy Thayer.
I think Paul is. I'm pretty sure I'm out.
Tommy Thayer.
There's no way Space Ace is still in the band. There's no way.
No, he's a space case. He's somewhere else.
I've blasted off to Mars.
But you know what? We reformed just for this podcast. We made up our differences.
I actually live with Mick Mars.
We settled our grievances. We settled our grievances and we
were offering our advice. And you're going to teach us about romance.
We're going to teach you about flicking your tongue and making a smooth love to a lady.
Because there's only so much that Dave and I know about flicking our tongue and making smooth love to a lady. In fact, I'm going to say this. I've been with the same woman. My wife.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been with the same woman for 20 plus years.
I've been with my woman for 8 years.
Well, you know, let me know when you get serious.
Oh. And so, boys, I am so glad that you're here to teach us about flicking beans.
Yeah, if you could just fill in the bean gaps in our brains.
If you opened a can of baked beans and you licked the same bean for 8 years, you'd probably notice that it's diminished somewhat over time.
Yeah, you've worn down that bean. You've worn it down to a meaty nub.
Meanwhile, you boys have been flicking different beans for the last
40 years, at least 50.
A cornucopia of bean flickage.
Our first album, KISS, came out in 1973, and it had a lot of style and flair. And you know something? One of the first songs we ever wrote was called Love Theme from KISS, and it's an instrumental you can whack on your Ready Player when you're ready to whack your telewhacker out and put it in a lady.
You know, if you follow the beat of the song.
Rhythmically, that's right, Gene.
You will never get a woman pregnant.
That's why they call him the demon, because he can magic a baby out of a lady's stomach.
But if you don't, you know, you gotta shut that shit down.
I'm the drummer.
Shut the fuck up! Shut up! You shut the fuck up!
Fucking speak when spoken!
Shut the fuck up!
Joel, why are they here?
Dave, do you notice that we seem to have something in common with KISS? It's a hatred of drummers.
We don't like... Oh, fuck.
Why are we here? To take questions from your noise boys about the one thing we know better than anyone.
That's right.
Fucking, sucking, and partying.
Gyrating and playing with all sorts of ladies' messy
twiddling,
bits.
Twiddling bits.
And the boys' bits, too, if you want.
Take a boy's bits, you twiddle a bit of lady bits, so you get two boys' bits together, tie them up like twisty ties.
That's
how they do it, right?
That's right. You know how you can go into your fridge and a real man can make a real nice sandwich out of anything they find.
Yeah, you got it. You gotta
take this advice.
You got a vinegar egg?
You can take it.
Cut that up and make a sandwich.
You can take it to a dick. You can take it to a butt. You can take it to
You're saying that this advice can be implied.
Or a boy
applied.
Pussy.
Right. You can apply this advice that we haven't heard any of yet. All across the map. It can be spread on any kind of bread.
That's right, Joel. You know, gender is fluid, sex is preferential, and you can really spread this out like hot marmalade.
And I'm a homophobe.
All right. So, as you can see, all of KISS is it's certainly on a spectrum of its own.
You guys are frequently a guest on Fox News.
You guys are definitely on a spectrum. Is that true?
That's correct.
You are a Fox News contributor.
Oh, I'm a big supporter of the man in the biggest house and the biggest chair and the most important desk in the world.
So who's a Fox News guy? I keep forgetting their names.
Tucker Carlson.
So Tucker Carlson is yelling about libtards, and then he looks
the worst.
He looks to his right. And you are there mean in full Gene. KISS regalia.
I only appear...
Mean Gene's a different guy.
I'm mean at the time.
I'm the drummer.
Shut the fuck up, Peter!
Do you notice, Joel, that they laugh They yell at the drummer just the same.
I feel like we've, again, we've got a kinship that we have not explored.
A kiss-ship.
And I don't want to have too much of a kinship with Gene Simmons.
Right.
Anyway.
Gene might be their version of you.
How dare you? This segment has a special place in our hearts, and because of it, we've written a song. And it goes like this.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's hear it. I'm thrilled. I cannot wait to hear this.
All right, boys.
Peter, give us a start, you piece of shit.
Give us a fill, you stupid bitch.
What do you think?
That was splendiferous.
Was it kiss me on my big wet mouth?
Is that what you said?
That's so specific.
I got a face that's built for smooches, baby.
You know, I was just thinking about how you've got permanent kissy face, Paul. Like, and it's accentuated by the makeup, but, your lips are out there. They're ready for a smooch.
I feel like I got one of those features. I was born that way. If you were to look at me from space, I would look like Vesuvius.
Yes, in fact, all the members of KISS are genetically perfect in terms of ways of making love. For instance, I've got the foot-long tongue for slithering and sliding into crevasses.
And I got the perfect mouth, what for kissing asses and shit.
Yeah,
and
if I take off my makeup, I'm a real ugly son of a bitch.
I'm the drummer.
So, while he drums, we make beautiful love to a lady, one lady at a time.
We pass her around.
We're like a factory of fuck.
Our original name for our band wasn't Kiss, it was Fuck Factory. Do you want to hear the original first track?
I would fucking love to hear the first track.
I can't wait, members of Kiss, all four original members of Kiss. You're saying this is a never before heard first track off of your first album back when you were called Fuck Factory?
All right, fellas, grab your style and flair. We haven't played this in about 45 years. And a one, and a two, and a go.
Oh, fuck me, fuck me. It's a fucking Fuck Factory.
That was it.
You heard it here first. That was a Kiss exclusive. Has that been out in anything before?
Yeah, if you buy there's a box set that only comes when you buy a Kiss motorized skateboard, a Kiss refrigerator, and a 10-pack of Kiss coffins.
What Gene's not telling you is that you have to be dead to get it. And you have to be buried with it.
And so it's got to be, it's bequeathed to your loved ones.
Bequeathed?
It's bequeathed on your loved ones. It's actually the only record that's ever been released in queef form. That's right. That's why it was called Fuck Factory. We had a factory of beautiful ladies that would queef out the contents of the record your face.
We had the intonations carefully grooved into the side of a beautiful lady's pussy lips.
Rifled. Is what it was described.
And we spun around at 300 RPM.
That's right.
And you get that tune.
That's right.
Into the grooves of her.
It was the ultimate form of piracy protection. You can only hear it once and you never want to hear it again. Anyway, what are the questions?
Even then you have to wear headphones because the lady probably going to be screaming.
You
got to
wear a mask too. Guys. Some sort of protective face cover.
Let's get on to... Is that why you guys
wear masks? Please get back on track? Members of KISS?
I'm the drummer.
Fuck off! Shut the fuck up!
I'm sorry. I yelled at your drummer. I didn't mean to. I'm used to yelling at ours. Let's get to the Noise Boy questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that.
All right, members of KISS. We actually have one from Noise Boy Alexander Hunter.
Alexander Hunter.
Sounds like a strapping lad.
Sounds like a beautiful boy.
Sounds like a guy you could go have a beer with.
Sounds like a...
Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
I'm
Please proceed.
I feel a kinship. I really do. Okay, Joel. Please read aloud.
Noise Boy Hunter says, question from a friend who also listens. How does one go about asking someone out who has already expressed interest in one of your friends, but not complete disinterest in you?
Oh, wit. Oh, you can't spread that around thin. I guess this isn't for me to talk about Kiss.
Yeah, I mean, we brought him here for a reason, Dave.
Yeah, I should not be talking over you, boys.
You absolutely should not. You lack the expertise, the prowess, the gusto.
As we've proven, I've been munching on the same bean for 8 years.
You have been chowing the same box to the extent that I find grotesque. I have never, and I'll say this again, I have never had sex with the same woman twice.
That's right. It's like a rich fella buys a new pair of shoes every time he goes out with them once.
Yeah, like if it's like instead of saying, you know, there's cab money on the dresser, he actually takes him out to the highway. He puts the thumb out until a trucker comes by, pick him up, and he says, I was going to do my impression of him. It's like, hey, where you going? You know, how far away you going?
That sounds nothing like me. Space Ace.
Space Ace. This is why you were kicked out of the bed.
I think it was probably drug problems or how we're all assholes. But anyway.
Shoes. Peter, what?
So he says, how far away are you going? If he says, like, you know, Nevada, you know, he'll put her on the truck. No clothes, no shoes, no nothing. And get the fuck out of my state.
Joel, these guys are prone to meandering with their conversation. Well,
I thought you were going to say they're pros at fucking.
They are, definitely.
What would you say, members of KISS? You're interested in somebody. The other person has not said they don't want to get with you, but you know they kind of want to get with your buddy.
All right, so they're sort of in a precarious place with their emotions. They're not ready to commit.
Delicate.
Not ready to commit yet.
Delicate indeed.
But they've already expressed interest in your friend. So, let's think about that for a second.
Oh, I've already got the answer. I don't have to think, Paul.
While you twiddle your
fat lips, I've already come up with the perfect solution.
All right, go ahead.
There's only one way to let her know that between you and your rival, that you're the one.
Are we talking about rivals here? I feel like we can
Everyone
talk about...
is your rival when it comes to sexual conquest.
That's right. Everyone is pointing the dick out like a divining rod, and you've got to be the strongest like a silver stallion.
Sex is a zero-sum game.
Shoes.
What is wrong with that guy? The hell is wrong with him? He's got fucking whiskers, man.
Is he part cat? Maybe he is part cat. He's just saying shit that cats hear humans say.
Him and Gary are cut from the same fucking cloth.
They're hanging under the table. Monsters. Right now. What the fuck?
Okay. Peter, get in your floor, Tom.
There's another one. That's right. Thanks, Tama, for sponsoring us this week.
Gene, I'm sorry, and we're allowing this meandering to go on. Gene, what is the answer?
It's simple. You invite her over with a big group of friends so it doesn't seem like it's a one-on-one kind of thing.
That's right, you gotta surprise a lady.
You make a big pot of spaghetti.
That's right.
Paul already knows this plan. He knows how it goes. You make a big, delicious pot of spaghetti, and then you serve it up. You make sure that she can see where you are, sit across the table or on the opposite chair in the living room from her.
Oh, I thought this was different from the other plan, where you hide in the spaghetti with your rival and you see which one she gets to first.
There's another plan where you burn your rival with spaghetti sauce so that he is disfigured and monstrous.
You fling spaghetti sauce into your rival's face?
Yes, of course. You burn his features off until he is a smooth monster with nothing but tomato sauce.
And even then, maybe consider that she is keeping her options open and that she is maybe not interested in your emotions or your well-being enough to make you a priority.
None of this matters. The second part of my plan, after you have served the spaghetti and she can see you with your plate, is you look her dead in the eye like an animal. You put your fork down, you put your spoon down, and you use your 18-inch prehensile tongue to slurp every last noodle off that plate. And when it's done, you lick it clean.
Never, never lowering your head, always looking her dead in the eyes.
And then you give the plate a smooch.
Oh, with you take your big fat lips.
Paul Stanley lips.
Yeah, you puff your lips out like a puffer fish, like a poison fugu fish.
That's a fugu fish, that's right. And then you look her dead in the eyes and you say, "No spaghetti, bitch." And you hightail it out of there. Because there's better...
Wait, you leave?
There's better pussy to be found.
You just... No, wait. All that was just for demonstration.
All of that was a power play, my
exactly.
friend.
It's all posturing.
That's right.
Now, here's what happens.
Now, there's a thing me and Gene know. It's posturing. Posturing in your 7-inch heels with a plate of spaghetti.
If it went without saying, I should add in, for those uninitiated, you are in full Kiss makeup, and you are wearing full leather spiked body armor.
I look like if Bowser from Mario went to the circus.
I look like if a sex shop walked around and was a man.
That's...
I look like a drag show in hell.
I look like someone cream-pied the Legion of Doom.
I look like if the Cenobites from Hellraiser were at a fuckfest.
I look like the Joker and Batman made a baby.
I look like two clowns fucked on a Naugahyde couch.
You guys are underselling yourselves.
I
don't think you look like any of those things. You look like the world's hottest rock band, Kiss.
Oh, I mean, top of the pops, top of the charts. They're the ones to beat.
That's right. they're always billing themselves as white hot or like the hottest band.
That's because our temperature can only be measured in Kelvin.
That's right.
Like the surface of the goddamn sun.
The sun looks at us. We don't look at it.
It shields its eyes.
Is that it for relationships talk? Or is it?
I just want to point out, I just want to make sure that you understand that you leave at that point with that woman, that bitch, knowing that if she chose you, she could have had that slithering, sliding, prehensile, grappling cannon of a tongue.
I thought you were going to say dick.
Fired deep inside.
Prehensile grappling dick.
Well, we're not even there yet. The dick doesn't come out until the 7th date. It's all tongue and lips before that. And she goes home and she goes, "Why did I choose his friend? His tongue barely exceeds the extent of his teeth."
Like a goat skull.
Exactly like a goat skull.
I hope that answered your question. Who was that?
Hunter.
Noise Boy Hunter.
Yeah, so I guess just tell your friend, impress the girl with the sexual prowess and then leave?
I guess so.
I guess that's how it works.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. You got any more questions? Do you guys got any questions? I mean, I know you got your wives at home, but maybe you're working on a little side action?
I want lemonade.
What?
Yes, I actually have a conundrum for you boys.
Lay it on me, fuckface.
Here is something that I found. What did you fucking call me?
Just give me your question.
Very abrasive. Listen.
I'm full of piss and eggs and vinegar.
All of you boys, all five of you boys.
Me too?
Yeah, you too. This is something I found on a relationships forum. Not that I'm scouring to help with my broken home.
No, I understand. I understand what you're doing.
Okay.
You ain't got to explain to me.
Right.
I'm the fucking space ace.
So I'm gonna read this out to you.
Yeah.
There's a part of a story, uh-huh. And then there's a larger part of the
sure.
story. So we'll get to it.
And while you do that, I just want to point out that if you never looked up a picture of me with my makeup off, I'm a fucking troll. I look like Danny DeVito got hit in the face with a waffle iron while it was turned on. Okay.
You do.
I'm a mess.
You actually look like someone's painted an egg, but they've fashioned
I'm a brown egg for sure.
But they smashed an egg out of bread crusts.
Yeah. I look like both the owner and the meat at a deli. Okay? That's what I look like. And just by virtue of following these two guys, Paul and Gene, I have slayed puss from every quarter of the earth. Up, down, left, right, inside, and out.
It's true. He may look like someone told a stonefish that its parents had died. But goddamn, has he slayed some puss. I've personally overseen every pussy slaying he's done. And
he stands over me and grades me while I'm doing it.
As his master, I am proud. The petty one has become the master.
All right, hit us with his story, Dave. I'm thrilled to find out what else relationship advice they have.
I found this thing from this girl who says, my boyfriend recently informed me that when he masturbates, he ejaculates into his hands and eats his cum.
Mm.
He has done this every time he's jerked off since he was in college, and I think they're like 27. I couldn't really help my initial reaction, which was to be grossed out, and I blurted out something like, what the fuck? He got immediately offended and said that I was body and sexually shaming him. I've since have been trying to be more understanding. When it comes up, he insists that it's a really common thing to eat. Cum is safe to eat, and everyone does it. Right? So are you boys following me so far?
I'm hearing you so far. Is there a twist?
Every word, every syllable. I got it.
I'm actually getting a little bit wet myself as you read this story.
Are you pre-coming, Gene? That's why we call you pre-cum Gene.
I'm pre-coming my jeans, which happen to be 1-inch thick leather.
So.
Do you know why I have a silver cod piece?
Why?
So it can fill with cum all throughout the day.
Thanks for that information.
Just making sure you know.
Does it have to be silver?
It's a reservoir.
Then why is it silver?
It is.
All right.
It's a spike.
Did you ask this, Joel? Did you ask him about this?
I can't even make eye contact with him. He keeps doing the tongue thing at me. He's doing the spaghetti thing. I don't know what to make of it.
Maybe he's doing the spaghetti thing on you.
Nah, he just does that.
Sandwiches. So. So, everyone, roundtable, what do you think of that?
Oh, before you get to the more, you want a consensus.
Boys do not generally eat their own cum.
I think it is safe to say.
I would say I'm pretty well designed for slurping up cum from a distance. I've done it before, but I might do it again, but it's generally not something I would do as part of my daily routine.
I think it's safe to say that his behavior is atypical. And he perhaps should have presented it as more of a kink than as this is standard, everyone does it, don't shame me.
Right. And so me and you would probably agree. Let's say we were dating this person as a lady.
Together, you and I are double dating. Okay.
With this guy.
And you say, Joel, I'm about to eat all of my cum. And I go, whoa, Dave.
Let's consult the internet and
let's
see if
find out if that's normal.
Let's see if that's weird. And so we look it up,
yeah.
And it says that that doesn't generally happen.
It's just I think it's even not for us to say whether it's a positive or negative trait. I think it's fair to say that it is a non-vanilla. It's a non-vanilla trait,
right? And I would say, as someone that is quite open, I would probably come away from that saying...
You said cum. I heard you.
Yeah. I would probably come away from that saying, that's kind of... It's pretty gross. And I don't... Don't bring it up around me. I don't want to hear about it.
I will turn the corner from that's not normal to gross.
If everything's great, apart from you eat your cum, just keep it out of my face and we can probably get past it.
He's not keeping it in your face. He's keeping it in his.
Inside his face. That's right.
Hey, thanks, Peter.
Share with you.
And so I would say just don't kiss me afterwards. Don't kiss me like
don't kiss you on your big wet mouth. Wet and sticky and hot with your own jizzual fluids.
That's right. After sucking them up with your big swollen lips. Like me, Paul Stanley.
Paul, your lips are made for cum sucking.
That's right. I look like if you put red lipstick on Vesuvius.
In reverse.
Like a big candle. Maybe. In reverse? What does that even mean?
It's sucking instead of erupting.
Oh my God. Sucking cum. Can you imagine if Vesuvius sucked?
I can imagine a kiss sucked.
I imagine the Romans would get way into that. They'd like all plop their dicks in.
Let us go fucketh the mountain.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Or one of our many lords.
All right. We're getting off track.
Right. So, we've come away from
kiss,
that going.
What does Kiss think about this?
Well, despite my many obligations towards the ladies. And
Paul, enlighten
keeping
us.
Keeping up a... I am a god to the those that have a vagina. But
you are worshipped as a deity. Fuck deity.
I am a fuck deity.
A fuck lord.
And let it be known. Don't call me fuck lord. I don't like that. But let it be known that despite my...
Yeah, I'm the star lord.
My extreme acts of sexual deviancy, I will not vacuum up cum with my face.
I feel like that is a strong position for you to take as a legendary fucksmith.
I would imagine I'm wildly Republican.
You know,
conservative, despite being a man that dips deep into a new bottle of Clunge every night.
I feel like it's one of those awakenings where you're like, oh, obviously Kerry King from Slayer is quite liberal. And then you find out, nuh-uh, it's the exact opposite.
Oh, for sure. And you know what gives that away? It's the amount of fucking merchandise they'll slap anything on.
Listen, I feel like we've been here too long without plugging any merchandise. Now that you bring it up, I want to point out that if you have any version of the iPhone all the way back from the 7S to the current 11,
I thought you were going to say the 70s,
G. 11 Pro, you can get a Kiss case, a Kiss silicone case for your iPhone.
That's right, and it's got a face what's on it that looks like Gene's trying to lick your camera.
Yeah, it's large, there's a tongue coming out of it, it can't be put down on a surface.
But you can put it in your pocket. And it gives you a little tickle in your nether regions.
It probably doesn't fit. It's spiky. It's large. It's a little bit on fire.
Whenever you get a text, you get a little doodle on your noodle.
Oh, a flame shoots out the top every time you receive a notification.
That's right.
So anyway, Kiss cases, they are $1,000. They can be purchased at kissstore.org.
Joel, did we agree to this blind commercialism on this
show? I mean, I feel like we're not paying them, so they got to make their scratch somehow.
So we've all agreed that
this I haven't is even weighed weird. In on the cum.
Oh, fuck. Okay, Gene, go.
I mean, yeah, gross.
Right.
Yep, I think we all agree. Gross.
So what's the twist?
Right. When it...
I was trying to be kind of egalitarian about it. I was trying to be like, look, if it's your thing...
If it's your thing, go
present
for
it. You're not hurting anyone. But also be honest and open with your partner.
So you come away from that going... Nice guy, has a weird thing. Whatever.
If you can't handle the weird thing, that's your prerogative.
Right.
But I also wouldn't go out there and be like, I'm taking out a billboard that says,
this you guy know, eats this, cum.
Yeah, Kevin look, eats his own cum.
Look at Kevin McCumface over here.
Kevin Cum Dumpster over here.
Well, what if I told you that he explained it like this?
Okay.
He explained why he started doing it in the first place. It was to charge magical sigils as part of a ritual called the Ritual of the Phoenix related to the Kabbalah. Kabbalah, sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Madonna's fake magical Jew religion.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you not remember that from like the early 2000s?
Oh, I have no idea.
A bunch of celebrities would tie red string around their arm to signify that they studied Kabbalah.
And what is Kabbalah?
It's Jewish mysticism. That I don't know the origins or if any Jews actually support it. I just know that celebrities started going, oh, yeah.
Oh, it's one of those things.
Weird,
right?
Culty magic shit.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Right.
And so it's like a cast member of Friends and Madonna and like, you know, Chloe right. Sevigny.
and Johnny Cumeater here, who says he would write a sigil representing an object of desire. Jerk off thinking about it, and then eat his cum after ejaculating as an act of debasement. Apparently it worked every time.
I want to change my answer from gross to yeah. Now I'm on board.
Me and Gene were part of that religion way back in the millenniums.
He's conjuring demons with his demon seed. This is kiss-like behavior.
Is this Kevin? This is the Kevin, right? This is we've been to this guy's house. He once conjured.
Oh wait, is this Kevin Cumface?
That's right. He once conjured us up. He wrote a sigil.
We appeared in his mirror.
He wrote a sigil.
He drew the Kiss logo on a pentagram.
And he just
jacked off
in his own face. After he jacked off and left semen all over his face, he looked like me.
Sure enough,
the star child Paul Stanley.
We appeared in his mirror. But he stepped out. And he said, it worked, it worked.
And we played a song for Kevin that went a little bit like this. A one, a two, a go.
Oh, Kevin, Kevin, you got a big old face. Oh, Kevin, Kevin, you got a big old face.
you wrote, why didn't you? I feel like this guy should have been instantly familiar to you guys since you came out of his urethra.
We nearly made him the fifth official member of KISS. We said, if you have dick powers like that, it's time to paint that face white, then black in some parts, and then possibly silver in others.
That's right. We could have some use for you in our quests to...
Paul, if you,
fuck every nympho in town.
If you remember, it was going to be the demon, the star child, the space ace, the cat, and the cum face. we were going to draw a big silver dick on his forehead with little drips of silver cum going into his own mouth.
And he was going to play the keyboard. He was going to play some
right. That's right. Because it's the one instrument we don't have full time.
That's right.
Guitar covered, bass more than covered.
We called him Cumface?
Kevin Cumface, that's right. The Cum...
So his name was Kevin the Cumface, Cumface.
We could have thought about it more. He did. Needless to say...
It was suddenly a spur-of-the-moment decision.
He didn't make it into the band.
But I'm glad to hear he's doing all right.
Is he?
I don't know.
I think his girlfriend
guys,
left him.
Guys, I can tell you exactly what happened.
Is there more? Do we have what's the thing at the end called?
I have so much for you. So let me get through this.
Okay.
We keep getting.
Yeah, you guys need
worse.
To keep this on track.
So.
Who keeps interrupting you?
Apparently she. You do, you shit. You sausage-shaped fucking shit. He was flabbergasted that she would suggest that he was strange. And especially, he read the responses to her post, and he was really
was
upset.
This on Reddit?
Yeah, of course.
Was this Am I the Asshole?
No.
Okay.
Which is also a subreddit.
Okay.
He was flabbergasted, especially by the people urging this lady to break up with him. Oh. Here we go. Here's a further explanation. At this point, if I was in a relationship with
gripped.
Him, I would be like, I hope to God this person justifies it in a way where I can go, okay, I can see that. But after the Kabbalah stuff,
yeah.
I'm like, Anyway, he continues. He told me that the ritual is not related to Judaism. Are you interested?
Proceed.
Me too.
It has more to do with Aleister Crowley, as in Mr. Crowley that Ozzy sings about.
Now that guy knows how to fucking party.
And Thelemic magic, like some people in the comments have guessed already. I think the most helpful comment said that in his experience, people seek out chaos magic when their lives lack control. He advised me to look for the reasons why he might be doing it instead of what he was doing.
Remember when we, in 19, let's call it 80-something, when we covered... Mr. Crowley, do you remember?
I do, and it's in my fingers right now, ready to burst out with a riff. And the one, and the two, and the go.
Oh, Crowley, Mr. Crowley, ride your white horse. Oh, Crowley, Mr. Crowley, won't you ride your white horse?
It was Big White Horse. I forgot.
I'm so glad that you guys are comfortable enough to just burst into
just bust out a jam.
Moment. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I do think it's weird that you took our guitars and basses, and then you've got Peter sitting on Gary. But I don't mind.
Is this all right? Like, I feel we're all forming some sort of unity bond right here.
Hey, if we play our cards right, we could join KISS.
Do you want to do that?
No.
I would like, what era of KISS would you like to
join?
None.
I hate them.
I'd probably slip in around Creatures of the Night
okay.
time, because I'd have the money, you know?
Hey, I just want to point out that it's past 9 p.m. Peter, you should probably call Beth.
Okay, I'll go call Beth.
Yeah, she's going to be worried about you, bud.
Okay, I hope she's hanging on the other end of the phone waiting for me.
Is there any more to this story?
She broke up with him.
Okay.
You know why?
I think so, from everything you've said. Well, I feel like I get it.
What's really funny is she said, I'm an atheist, but I also don't think it's wrong for people to explore different aspects of spiritual practices. Weird? Yes. Confusing or concerning? I don't know. He's an otherwise very rational person. I would suggest that he is not a rational person.
I think it's fair to say if in one sentence, like let's say they're having a family sit down, a conversation, and he says, "Hey, baby, you know, we could save a little money if we took our cable package down and just got a couple of streaming services to supplement it.
That sounds
like a Hulu package, maybe.
Yeah, we'd save maybe like $50 a month.
We could probably save about $50. That's pretty rational, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Also,
baby, I'm so glad you think about.
I'm just a rational guy. Just also
making our house more efficient.
I summon demons by eating my own chins.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I mean, if that's your rational, if he's rational at the beginning of that sentence but irrational by the end, let's call the guy irrational.
Call me someone that's spooked easily. But I can't have a 90-10 kind of a thing where it's like everything I'm on board with, but there's one thing.
It's how you murder people.
The spunk demon thing.
Yeah.
I can't. That's too much. That overlaps everything else and writes over it, you know? That's a virus that writes over the rest of your program.
I can't stop. Crowley, Mr. Crowley. That's not a bad song.
Do you boys want to hear it again?
You know what, guys? Can I count down?
Yeah, do it.
1E and a 2E and a 3 and 4 and...
Mr. Crowley, won't you ride your big white horse? Oh, Crowley, Mr. Crowley, won't you ride your big white horse?
That's a fucking jam, guys, and I don't like your music.
That is a face melter.
Thank you very much, guys. That's a face-comer you know, right there.
People don't compliment us a whole lot, so we'll take every single one.
You don't get a lot of compliments?
You guys, for all your confidence, stumping around in your big platform shoes, people don't tell you that they appreciate what you do enough?
At the end of every show, I'll say, for instance, "Hello, Milwaukee." And they'll say, "Hi," or I'll say, "You know, it's time to go, it's whatever." And then I'll say, "I want to hear compliments from each and every goddamn one of you."
And we'll spend at least 3 hours lining people up.
It's a 2-hour show with a 3-hour compliment train.
One at a time.
And so we'll set it. They think it's an autograph table. They've got their photos, their posters, their t-shirts.
That's right.
We do not have Sharpies.
And you know, like, you know the way we fly up into the air like a superhero?
Yes.
Well, the reason for that is we fly all the way to the back of the crowd so that we can hear feedback from the guy that's probably least likely to be able to hear us.
Yeah, not a single person.
Get some constructive criticism.
Well, let's stop there, because I will not accept constructive criticism. I will only accept compliments. And so not a single person is allowed outside of that venue without paying me a compliment directly and then also to each member of the band.
You do a compliment tax, Ace?
That's right. We do a 10% compliment. First of all, our concert tickets, they are expensive.
Oh, they're
bad seats.
275 up at the front.
That's nosebleeds. No, my friend, that is nosebleeds. Up front, that's $1,600,
$1,700. It's crazy dollars.
You know, if I ever get the impression that someone hasn't paid enough money for one of our concerts, my tongue will sneak around and lift out their wallet.
That's correct.
If they've got any cash, it comes right back my way. Also, I should point out that if we see any hot MILFs in line, we do stop to have sex with him.
Stop and frisk.
We learned that from current Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg.
Mike 2020.
I am a staunch Republican. But if I had to support a Democrat, it would be Bloomberg.
You know, we, in the band, Dave and Joel, we just can't stand those ridiculous libtard snowflakes.
But
if there's one guy that stands out, and I think he might be able to jump into the other boat, it's presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg 2020. That's his full name.
He's a sex pest. He's a racist.
He is
the candidate for me.
He's great.
I don't like the guy. I vote for Bernie because we sound the same.
Feel the bird.
Wait, I would change my vote if Pete is on the Bernie trade. I'm not sure.
Guys,
we got to wrap this up.
Can we do a duet with you, Kiss, on this day of our Lord 2020, February the 19th?
I don't see why not, but the only thing I can ask you is, what would that song be?
What would that song be about, Joel? Have I asked for both of us? Am I representing us both unfairly here?
I mean, I'm on board for whatever. Like I said, I don't care for Kiss or their music or their politics.
So you're feeling pretty ambivalent
about
all four members of Kiss in the
It's in not here special right now. To me. I've been the only guy in a movie theater before. That was pretty cool.
Right.
This does not
my
touch that.
Only request, boys, is that both Gary and Peter play drums at the same time, like Phil Collins did at Live It in 1985, much to the chagrin of the other drummer that showed up in Philadelphia at the time. Because he's a shit.
Sure.
That sounds great. I think we can do it. And I noticed what you guys was sponsored by Tama. And they delivered a double bass special kit to both of you.
Yeah. Oh, good thing Peter's here because Gary can't do double bass. Do that.
Only one of his feet works.
Yeah, so Peter's here to fill in the spares.
That's Have we never mentioned that one of Gary's feet's dead?
I mean, you can stand on it like a wooden leg.
Yeah, but he can't feel it.
And it stinks like
It does smell like brown egg.
All right, boys. Yeah, you know, Dave, Joel, you're starting to waste our time. Let's get to, let's play a little ditty and get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't care. Here. Yeah.
I, for one, as someone that has owned multiple Kiss albums in my time.
Thank you for your patronage.
Oh, which ones do you got, Dave?
Well, I own the first one, Kiss.
That's a great one to start with because that's where we started.
It's the one we've reissued the most, and it's the one that's made us the most money.
Demolition? Is that what it's called?
Whatever.
Right. And then there were two that I got.
Fuck Train?
No, not Fuck Train. That came in the 90s. No one listened to that one.
Did you get Psycho Circus?
No, but I did play the video game based on the Lilt Tech engine. Someone you might know told me that quite recently.
Can we play this fucking song or not?
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Boys. It's a ballad, so keep it on. Keep it quiet and keep it fresh.
And you know who gets to sing it? It's our very own Peter Chris.
Oh, they're letting the drummer sing?
I get to sing now.
Oh, God.
Is this why I'm here?
Okay. All right, here we go.
We would never do that.
Yeah, never in a million years.
And a one, and a two, and a go.
Kevin, I see you coming. Riding your own face. Me and the boys are coming over to your place. Summon Jizzy demons. Ride out your own dick. Me and the boys are coming. We'll be there quick. Me and the boys are coming. We'll be there quick.
One, two, three, four.
Demons, Jesus, demons, coming out of your own dick. Demons, Jesus, demons, coming out of your own dick. Coming out of your own dick. Oh, demons, just demons. Coming out of your own dick.
What do you think of the no job? You enjoying them anymore?
No, I hate this.
Why? This is rocking as fuck. I'm gonna get my tits up.
Do you wanna play a solo?
What? Yeah.
Do it.
What I call a podcast with style and flair.
There's never been more style, and there's never been more flair.
Sandwiches.
I thought I was okay. I don't mind.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye, Kiss.
Do we fucking...
See ya.
I'm flabbergasted. Tonight?
Oh my God, they just took off in a Harrier jet that was painted like the members of Kiss.
A vertical takeoff and landing jet. That must have been hovering out there the whole time.
God damn. That must have been tens of thousands of dollars of jet fuel.
They have an aircraft carrier to get back to. The Kiss carrier.
The Kiss Harrier carrier.
Oh, God.
All right. First time we've had all four original members of Kiss in the noise hole.
Guys, you have witnessed me change as a person tonight.
Have you evolved?
I have been able to act out, not necessarily a dream of mine, but something I wouldn't mind doing, which is performing with all four members of KISS. Original members, might I add.
Do you
know how hard it is to get them together?
Do you think... Oh, I know lawyers were involved in this.
Oh, my God.
There's no way they just rung each other up and said, you know... I'm sorry, I can't do an impression, but they're like, get on the phone, you know.
Right.
Get on the jet.
Hey, it's me, Paul Stanley.
Peter, Chris, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. He kept saying... What was it?
Shoes or sandwiches?
Yeah.
That guy's got a bean for a brain.
Maybe Gene licked it too much.
Oh, he's got a Gene bean? You think he put his tongue in one ear and out the other?
He seemed to be sexually aggressive with you. He kept looking at you.
Peter or Gene?
Gene.
No, Gene was doing the spaghetti trick with me the whole time. He never broke eye contact. And if they ever come back, and I'm not saying they will, if they ever come back, he's sitting across from you.
He's like the demon in, what's that movie I'm thinking?
Kiss.
Insidious, where you're the little boy in bed and Gene Simmons is there.
Sure.
Lording over you.
God damn. He is
ready
he's
to furk.
Sleep paralysis demon. Okay. Noise boys. If you feel like there's any insight to be derived from getting relationship advice from KISS, we could make... Look, I'm not saying they're going to show up, but we could make kiss me on my big wet mouth. Could be a segment. It could be a frequent segment.
Kiss my big wet mouth. Yeah, I think
kiss
that was
my big wet mouth.
Did we give it a theme? We gave it a theme.
Yeah, it had a theme song. Okay, kiss good. My big wet mouth.
Kiss give it a theme.
If you want to hear...
That's right, of course.
Of course. If you want to hear more... relationship advice from them, and I will try to rein it in because they ran amok.
They did go crazy.
All over the place.
Well,
maybe we get just two of them in next time.
I have to give them credit. They were somewhat expedient compared to us after our fucking
you think?
Brown-egged Brian story.
Whatever. I'm not saying we did good or bad or they did good or bad. I'm just saying it was what it was. If you want more of it, I don't know. Email noiseholepod@gmail.com with questions for KISS. Put, you know, big wet mouth in the subject line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I personally enjoyed their company and I would invite them back.
I find at least half of them to be deplorables. But
Gary made a new friend in Peter.
I like that even less. Gary, did you get Peter's number? Yeah, what are you going to do with it? Because you don't have a fucking phone.
You have a phone?
No.
You better hand over that phone if you have one.
Do you have a phone?
Gary.
Gary!
Give the phone.
Give it!
Give
the give phone. It! Give Gary. Give me the phone! Give me the phone! Gary! Oh, it's all sticky.
Who's his contacts? Go through. Who's he talking to?
Gary, go take a shit! Go take your shit! None of this is real.
What do you mean?
It just says like tree. And then just a bunch of ones is the number.
Right.
Floor.
Next episode.
He's got floor as a contact.
We're going to ring floor and see if that's a person.
I don't think it's a person.
Floor is actually a name in Scandinavia somewhere.
No, not like flower. Like no, it's no, like just floor. The floor.
I'm not like floor. It's just how you pronounce the flower like in Finnish.
No.
Floor is an actual name.
Look, there's nine contacts in here for egg.
He
keeps putting egg in as a contact.
Let me see this. Oh. Egg, one, two, three. Oh. Gary, mobile. How many eggs do you know? Nine eggs, Gary. What if he found my nest? And he's been talking.
Shut up! Go! Take the shit! God damn it. All right, let's wrap it up. Noise boys, if you, if you made it this far, wow. I got to say, the only thing I liked about this is that it had sort of a segmenty feel to it. It kind of felt like it was a potential recurring bit unless everyone hated it.
We had a bit of structure.
Maybe. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Okay. You've expressed what you like. What didn't you like about having KISS?
Gene Simmons.
Didn't like that at all.
I didn't like his predatory sexual gaze.
I have a feeling the Noise Boys are going to want to put him in close proximity for entertainment.
That wouldn't
value.
Be fair. I don't, you know, don't corner me with a predator. And then wait to see what I do for your amusement. That's right. Not fair.
It's like those insect battles you see on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want a horned beetle poking
a
me in the head.
A horny beetle.
Oh, it was a horny beetle.
Yeah, with a widow's peak.
You know who's the horniest beetle? John Lennon.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Okay, anyway, Noise Boys, if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you want to be a part of our little Noise Boy family, you got to get on our Discord. The only way to do that is our Patreon, patreon.com/noisehole. $1 gets you on the Discord, $5 gets you longer episodes than anybody.
So there's going to be a whole bit here that you don't even get to hear if you're not on that Patreon.
If you listen to episode 50, the best of, and you thought, man, I wish there was an additional hour of this featuring two of Dave's friends from Ireland.
Of this 4 hour long special.
Yeah. That's what the $5 Noise Boys
got. I love this episode, but if only it was 5 hours long.
If only it was 16 hours long and there was three times as much Irish.
I actually had a couple of friends over and they were very kind to sit in on the podcast.
It was excellent. It was quite good. They were good dudes. We had good conversation.
Lovely boys.
We learned more about Dave than we ever have.
I never wanted to know.
No, I don't want to know it. I want to forget things about you now to erase what they taught me.
Right.
It is weird to have people from your past somehow grown up. Like, you know, does that ever feel... I know that's the stupidest thing I've ever said.
What do you mean?
But it's like, these are children in my brain, but here they are, adults.
We were weird. All children, but now we're grown people.
Only me has grown. They are still young.
Yeah.
That's weird to me. Because I don't keep up with anybody from that time.
What's kind of nice about that is that we were able to pick up as though, like, I'd never even left or anything like that. I have a really good group of friends back home.
That was envious. I can
always slip back in.
That was envious. If you want to hear some good friend chat, you got to get on that Patreon, $5 or above, and you're going to get the bonus, what we're calling the deluxe edition bonus tracks.
Top bands.
Good bands.
On the deluxe edition.
And we're going to record one now. But before we do that, I think it's high time that we have... I mean, I feel like I learned something
from Kiss. So did I.
And that I could probably do a Hey, It's the Noise Boys in the style of Kiss if I had to.
You are speaking my language. Well, I was going to say the exact same thing.
I think I could pull it off.
And a one. Did you notice the way Paul kind of counted them in? It was weird.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to count us in then?
One. Go.
Dave, I hear you calling from that noise hole. I can't make it, 'cause I'm with Gary and Joe. If you can hang on a little while, I will be right down. If you have an egg, I hope it's not brown.
A 1, 2, 3.
Boys, it's the Noise Boys. Hey, it's the Noise Boys. Noise Boys, it's the Noise Boys. Hey, it's the Noise Boys.
Well, it's time for boys to be in a noise hole. Oh, it's time for Gary. Time for Dave and Joe.
Noise Boys, it's the Noise Boys. Hey, it's the Noise Boys.
Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.